Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. A challenging week, to be sure. A difficult week for many of us. I must confess that I went into this week thinking, well, I know we end on an up note, right? My buddy Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. Been, I don't know, a couple of months, I think, since we've had O'Reilly here. And Jeremy should just make sure it's every couple of weeks. Let's get that back up and running now that we're getting into the fall. So I thought, well, you know, we'll get to Friday. That's good stuff. I got things I'm doing with the disability community. They're going to make me feel good, going to challenge me, help pave a road one way or another, right? We got some good stuff going on. Now we have September the 11th, the 24th anniversary of 9/11. That's going to be tough. We've done it every year now. And then I get a text from my friend PJ Morrissey saying, you've probably heard, but Charlie Kirk got shot. That's all he said. And I didn't know. I was in the middle of this meeting, and I thought an important meeting, doing some important work. I didn't have my phone on or anything, and here we are now. And one of the most disgusting parts of this is that there are leftists, there are Democrats celebrating the murder of this young man. I don't care how much you hated him. And you're free to hate him. I don't know why you would hate him, but okay, you hate him. That's fine. You hate what he says. You hate the fact he's speaking freely. That's dangerous. And then you're okay with his assassination? You're okay with his murder? That's just sick. And you're a bad person if you are in that camp. Just going to tell you that. I can't tell you that enough. If, in fact, you have celebrated in any way the murder of this young man, the taking away of a dad to two little babies, a year old, and 2 or 3 years old. Are you kidding me? Then you are a bad person, and you should hang your head in shame. And you should leave any board you're a member of. You shouldn't have a job. I don't want to go too far down that road. But all of that being said, look, we got early voting starting really, really soon here in our beloved Commonwealth. And we either vote for freedom and liberty and those who are looking to uphold the Virginia way of life, or we don't. And John Reed, a dear friend as well as a former colleague here at WRVA, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I am just always so happy to chat with John. John, good afternoon. Welcome. And thank you for making some time for us.
Well, great afternoon from the Isle of Wight County Fair. I'm about to go in and shake hands. And then I'm driving to Emporia, where my dad grew up. Yeah. And I'm doing a big dinner. I think like 200 people in Emporia who are excited about the election coming up. So it's going to be a busy night. And then tomorrow, man, I am in the car. I think we've got 6 stops tomorrow, ending with the NASCAR race in Bristol. How about that? So we're all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, people may or may not vote for you. They should, but, you know, there might be one or two that don't, but they cannot take away the fact that you really are the hardest working person in this campaign, as far as I'm concerned. You're everywhere.
Well, I'm trying to be everywhere, and I think Virginians have an expectation that minimally candidates go out and meet the public. I mean, you don't have to do what I've been doing, which is kind of nonstop. I admit, I am trying to make a point.
Yes.
That you got to work hard to get the job if you expect people to think that you're going to work hard in the job. And, you know, when I first started this, you and I talked about it at the radio station.
Yep.
You know, people thought it was a publicity stunt for WRVA. And I was like, it is not a publicity stunt. I am serious. I'm upset about the way things are going. I'm worried that once Youngkin's gone, you know, I'm prayerful that Winsome's going to be the next governor. But regardless, I cannot continue to be governed by fools. And I'm not going to, it's one thing to sit on the sidelines and complain about stuff. It's another to quit your job, give up your paycheck, and get out there and take a chance running statewide. And I'm all in. And I will tell you, Jeff, I heard what you were saying about Charlie Kirk. I've had so many people who are wonderful, who I know are worried about my personal safety, and they've said, oh, be careful, you know, maybe you should take the weekend off. Hell no. That's exactly what these jerks want us to do, is take the weekend off, get scared, run away, stop talking about things. Absolutely not. This is the weekend where I should do two times as much and meet even more people and try to win people over and call out the bad behavior. You know, the evil wins when we stop standing up to it. So we got to stand up to it.
Yeah. Well, it is obviously a difficult thing for many people to stand up. They feel that if they dare to express themselves, somehow they're going to be targeted. I was just talking about my friend over there at New American Arms. He's facing that right now because he has a sign outside his store supporting you and Winsome and Jason. And so we're going to talk about that on Monday at 3:05, but people are sadly cowed into fear in many cases, and then you see something like this, the murder of this vibrant young man in front of everybody. How many millions of times has his murder now been viewed? And you're right, the opposition, which is against freedom and liberty and differences of opinion, they win when people say, all right, well, fine, I'll just sit over here and I won't say anything. I mean, then the whole cause is lost at that point.
Yeah, we got to stand up against this. And I think what we saw this week was so horrific that it's incumbent upon all of us who, I mean, even, yeah, I got a lot to risk here. You know, I've already lost my job and my income, and the credit cards are maxed out. So, I got a lot on the line. But I told my mother today, I said, you know, I'm going to be all over the place. I love you very much. And if anything happens, know that I'm doing what I think is the right thing to do. I mean, I don't think that's overly dramatic. I think I just need to say it, you know, kind of to lay down the marker. But what's been shocking to me, Jeff, is I worked in D.C., and there were people that I despised. I mean, people who worked for the Obama administration that I thought, I'm not 100% sure that they're really on the side of America. And that enrages me. I've never celebrated bad things happening to those people. I would see them at the Kennedy Center or at a restaurant or, you know, at the Capitol, when I was working at the Capitol, and I always tried to minimally be a gentleman. You know, I'm not going to go up and hug you and lie to your face and act like I've, you know. What is wrong with the mindset of so many people in Virginia and in America and the left, where seeing a young guy who I don't think he ever did anything evil or bad to anyone, he just expressed his opinion and debated with people, that they would find it okay to celebrate his death? And if you're like this Dot lady in Chesterfield,
Dot Heffron,
school board, Dot Heffron at the school board, do you know you're working with children? I mean, I don't know what you say to your husband or your family at home, and that's not really my business. It you know, of course, it's revealing of your true personality. But at least your public-facing material, for her to say, call me old-fashioned, I thought we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. How sick is that? What is wrong with you people? I just don't understand how you can get to the place where you would celebrate that. I mean, I could make a short list, Jeff, of a couple of people I really think are evil people.
Right.
And I wouldn't cry if they disappeared, but you can bet I wouldn't be on the internet or out in public revealing how corrupt somebody else's soul is for saying those things in public. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's the point, John. And I'm not blowing smoke here. I know you. I worked with you. I consider you a very, very dear friend. Love your family and the rest of it. You love debating issues. You believe to your very core that you are operating in the best interest of our beloved Commonwealth, the people of this Commonwealth. You see the dangers of the opposition, and you want to discuss those. You want the best policies in place. I've never, ever heard you attacking people on a personal level, and I know you. I know that you would never even think about some of this other nonsense. Most of us, again, you got people that you disagree with. You even have people you dislike. You're not going to revel in their death. But let me ask you about the exposure for the issues, right? We're talking about your exposure. You're out and about, and I too would caution you and urge you to be safe and secure and take whatever precautions you need to take. But it would be great if you and your Democrat opponent, Ghazala Hashmi, could be on a stage or in a room or something and debate these issues, and it just seems as if she's got no interest in it at all.
None. I mean, she keeps turning down every offer that's made. And then I had a reporter call me yesterday who went to one of her secret press conferences. Have you heard about this? I think she's gotten sensitive about me calling out the fact that she's not doing anything and she's running a Joe Biden basement campaign and just assuming they can buy the seat by buying a bunch of TV ads. I mean, that's what they're doing. We all know that's what they're doing. I think she's sensitive. So now they're having these press conferences, and call me crazy, but I was a TV news reporter and anchor for 10 years, and then I did public relations for many years after. I don't think I ever did a press conference where you didn't reveal where the press conference was. You had to RSVP to even be invited to the press conference. So that's what she's been doing, these secret press conferences. Reporter calls me and says, well, I asked her, John, why she won't debate you, and her answer was, John Reed doesn't really have any policy positions, and they're not very well developed. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, learn how to use Google, lady, because my website's got a whole bunch of positions on it that are pretty well written because I wrote them myself. And I have a whole Substack where I'm one of the few candidates in all of Virginia, if we're being honest, who's actually articulated solutions to the problems that Ghazala and her Democrat friends have caused us.
Right.
So it's right there on the internet, and it doesn't even make sense. If you think I'm that stupid, then why don't you debate me and show everybody how stupid you think I am? But
right.
She's lying, and I'm really getting sick and tired of it. Just step up, lady. Let's do 1 hour on the radio or on TV, and then everybody can make their decision. Maybe you will hold your own. I doubt it, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
So it's maddening to watch this.
It has to be frustrating. Let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John, of course, longtime host of Richmond's Morning News here at WRVA and Channel 8, and some wonderful experience. He is now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, somebody that I will absolutely be voting for. My question becomes, John, do I vote early? Do I wait for Election Day? I'm one of those people. You and I have discussed this, right? I believe in having an Election Day instead of an election season, but, you know, the rules are the rules, I guess.
Well, look at what just happened up in Northern Virginia. You know, had this great candidate, Stuart Whitson. And I think maybe you talked to him. I mean, ex-Army combat officer, FBI. I mean, really nice-looking guy, very articulate, very friendly. You know, anybody would like him, I think. And our guys just didn't turn out in the masses that they needed. Now, granted, that special election was happening during the summer, so I think some people didn't even know what was going on. But what I worry about is that your best intentions, I'll do that tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow. The next thing you know, it's November 5th, and all the Republicans who were so fired up to vote for Trump, and the media was all about Trump every day leading up to the national election, they'll forget, you got to go vote this year, because that's really the only way to counter the really hardcore number of Democrat voters in Northern Virginia. I'm going to try to win as many of those people over myself, because I'm talking to a lot of people who've never voted Republican, and I think I'm doing a good job of winning them over. But it still doesn't matter. You've got to get the Republican vote in Central Virginia, in Southwest Virginia, and Southern Virginia, and quite frankly, Virginia Beach, pretty high, because there's just so many people packed in up in Northern Virginia. A lot of them are, you know, quite frankly, folks who've come from states that Democrats have already destroyed, and for some reason, they still keep voting for the same stuff they were escaping. So it's awful.
It is crazy. Let me ask you to share with everybody the website, John, because it is it's not cheap. I mean, bottom line, you need to have advertising and signs and support and the rest of it. And I just think people should step up to the plate and help you out that way, and also go out and vote early. When does early voting officially begin?
1 week from today, next Friday, the 19th. All day is early voting, and then it's 45 days till November 4th, Election Day. So one of the assets of this is if you get the vote done early, they are able to tell us, Jeff Katz voted today, so we no longer send you text messages or harass you at home.
Right.
So that's pretty important. But, yeah, 1 week from today, and the website, and you could do what Ghazala Hashmi refuses to do, and is go check out my positions. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I am, some people have seen these polls where I'm 3 points ahead, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, I just about fell out of my chair. I was like, wow, we've done it. We're getting traction. People are paying attention. We're finally beating this lady. I mean, I don't take it for granted. We got a long way to go.
That's right.
But it's funny. As soon as you start getting in the lead, guess what? The D.C. people start calling like, well, would you be willing to take my phone call? And the mean part of me says no, but the practical part of me says, yeah, I better take that phone call.
Better take that phone call. You take every phone call that's coming in. That's the bottom line. You can sort it out later on the Christmas card list, but you take every phone call that's coming in right now. John, it is always a pleasure to have you here. I am a complete and total supporter, as you know, and have been since day one. I urge people to go to johnreedforvirginia.com and step up to the plate, make a donation. You got a busy weekend ahead of you. Keep at it. Be careful. Hug your mom. Do all the important stuff. And we will talk again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.